For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
There she goes! A walk-off, David Fry!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Blitz on the way. Rattler's in trouble.
I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win.
Ohtani swings, and it's a missile to right field. And watch this one fly!
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans. Actor Austin Stowell. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's a fact. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel. It's Rich Eisen Terrestrial Radio Affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more. What a great hour we have in store for you. Future Hall of Famer Mike Evans, the wide receiver of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will be joining us in the middle of this hour. And at the very end, the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh, will join us. But we kick off hour number two of this show. I'm very excited about this chat that we're about to have, certainly in advance of the Lions-Vikings game. Many different ways to introduce our guest for the first time here on the Rich Eisen Show. He's the governor of Minnesota. He's also the Democratic nominee for vice president of the United States. But for the purposes of this chat, he's the defensive coordinator of Mankato West High School. He's Governor Tim Walz. How are you, Governor? Good to see you.
I'm great, Rich. Lead with that. That's my tagline and state champions. Great to be with you.
My bad. I forgot the state championship. The championship.
Oh, never close that yearbook ever.
What defense did you run back in the day? What was your defense? Yeah. What was your go-to?
Our base was a 44. And we ran out of that. Look, it fit my kids very much. You know, we had responsibility defense. I know it's going to shock some folks on the political side, but I'm super conservative. And so I want kids in the right place. I think the coach's job to put them in a place to be successful in that 44. And, you know, this is 20 years ago. So high school football, we were guard reading, and you wouldn't run into many teams at false pulled or anything. So it was pretty successful.
Yeah, and you don't hear too much, 44 defense much these days at all. Were you blitz happy? Did you?
No,
not at all.
No, but you had a package. You know, you can come out of that base. You could get into a 5-2 pretty easy, depending on, you know, adjustable with high school kids on the scheme. But I just always seemed to have, I had big kids who could gap contain. And then I always seemed every year our teams, we had these linebackers, you know, 6'2", 6'3", middle linebackers, fast, smart. And then my best athletes were always those outside linebackers. So we could do pass coverage flats. At the time, it worked. You know, I have to tell you now, I go to high school football games and the sophistication of the offense, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, plus the size of the kids now, right? I mean, I see it at the combine every year, Governor. Like, they get bigger, stronger, faster every single year. I mean, the kid on Alabama, 17-year-old kid wide receiver.
Unbelievable.
Right, who had the big play against Georgia. I couldn't believe that he, you know, the year before, some 16-year-old had to cover him. You know what I mean? It's totally different these days.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, you know, our thing was, and I think the key, I came from Nebraska. I was around some really good coaches down there. And, of course, in the 90s, it was, you know, I tell my kids Nebraska was like Alabama today. They don't believe it, but they were amazing. But it was the weight room. It was the weight training. It was, it was the nutrition stuff we were doing. And I really believe it gave us an edge. We kids bought into it and were able to do it. Because with high school kids, you know, coaches get stubborn. You've got to adjust to the kids you get each year. You don't get to go draft. You don't get to fill a position. You get the kid who you see in seventh grade and said, that kid could be good.
So were you a Tom Osborne guy? Is that your inspiration for some of your coaching style?
Yeah, I was. And here's a trivia point for you that we have a congressional football game when you're in Congress. It's Democrats and Republicans play Capitol Hill Police in a flag football game. And we would get some pros that would come play with us. Tom Osborne was the coach. Well, Tom went out in 2006 and I came in and I ended up coaching that. We did not win. I will be honest on that. But Tom Osborne was it. You know, Nebraska football was everything. And if you were a high school team in Nebraska, that was it.
So I'm just trying to. Were you coaching against Tom Osborne in this?
Oh, no.
In this game?
No. He was the coach of the congressional team, and then he left Congress, and I was coming in when he was going out. Because I remember that was my big thing. You know, I was excited to be in Congress, but I was really excited I got to meet Tom Osborne, who was a congressman, too.
So was Largent in Congress at that point in time, too?
He was not.
Okay.
That's a good catch, though, on your part.
Hey, I'm trying.
I'm trying. You're professional.
Thank you very much, Governor. I greatly appreciate it.
You know who our quarterback was Heath Shuler, though.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not fair, is it?
And I told Heath, too, and I think he threw a pick in that game, too. So.
I was about to say that's a bipartisan moment right there. You were reaching across the aisle for your quarterback, there.
No, it was fun. I still see Heath. It was amazing. Really fun.
Governor Tim Walz here on the Rich Eisen Show. How much football are you able to pay attention to right now being on the campaign trail? How much are you into it?
Well, I try. My 18-year-old said, Dad, you just need to talk old football because you're out of the groove right now. Look, I watch as much as I can. I listen to that Jets Vikings game you called in London.
Okay.
Not an offensive juggernaut that day, but we won. So following it, look, we got the big game this weekend. It's exciting. NFC North. I was at Lambeau on Monday, first time ever. Yeah, we were there in Green Bay for events, and we had a little extra time, and I said, "There's no way I'm not going over there." And you know, when you go in the door, they have that big Lombardi trophy, and they said, "You know, our states have a lot in common. This is not one of them, because you do not have one of these." So it was pretty harsh. But look, my team was worried. They said, "Don't go into Lambeau and be talking all smack." I said, "You don't go to church and swear. I'm not going to go into Lambeau and like talk smack. It's a religious pilgrimage." So it was amazing.
Yeah, and I the thing I love about Lambeau too is when you go there for the first time, it's like residential area, house, Lambeau Field.
It's unbelievable.
It is
parking lot. Yeah, it's unbelievable. There's not a taller building, and the place keeps that old school feel. Look, I like that. It's different than Soldier Field that has an old school feel that's really weird with a saucer on top of it. Lambeau, they did right. I think their upgrades, look, they had to get the box seats to make some revenue, but they didn't ruin the feel of those seats at the bottom. So it was really something.
Yeah, and the Vikings have a really nice palace of their own now, 5-0. Taking on a Lions team, it strikes me, you as a defensive coordinator, I almost went former defensive coordinator, but when you're a DC, you're a DC for life.
Yeah.
The Lions have their own head coach in Dan Campbell, their own DC, DCHC. I'm wondering, like, the way he talks, does that resonate with you when Dan Campbell talks from the podium, right?
Who would not want to be on that guy's staff or be in that building? It's wearing his emotions on his sleeves, but there's never a question you ever question that he's with his guys and thinking about it. I just love that passion. And I love defensive football. I always used to get into this month, offensive coordinator. I'm like, why, slow this thing down a little bit, and we don't want to score all the time here. We got some defense play, but no, I watch the guy and look, you turn a team around like that. It's culture too. It's the X and O's. This is a sophisticated game. It's all the GM work and all that. But I still think what gets overlooked is a guy like that. And here in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, true professional, not the exact same style, but they get the same results. They build culture that is amazing to watch.
Yeah. When I met with Coach O'Connell in London, I just got the sense that he's got his finger on the pulse of absolutely everything. And I know, again, he's on the offensive side of the ball, but you know what it's like to coach and know your team and know your style and know your players and know what they can handle and what you can add each week and what he's doing with Sam Darnold and what he's doing with the rest of the team. I came back, I'm like, that 5-0 is no mirage. Like, this is a real, real deal team.
That's him. I said, when I'm around this guy, I'm convinced this guy could do anything. He could launch the space shuttle, it feels like to me, because it's just such a sense of competency that you're like what you're saying, all of the detail stuff. And I will tell you, a lot of this is, of course, the PR piece of it, the business piece of this, whatever. You will not find a just more decent guy who's there. And if you meet these folks and they're, you can sometimes tell if somebody's really in the moment and talking about this, that is where he is. I feel like Dan Campbell would be the same way, that it matters in the moment. So, no, it's a great organization. And I say this about all Minnesota professional sports. These teams, the Vikings being, they're just so great at giving back to the community. And when you got a head coach, he's out there as the face forward. We're just really proud of him. And look, the NFC North, I saw the point differential thing. All four teams lead, across the league. It is pretty amazing because, look, Green Bay is solid and Chicago. So it's exciting.
Yeah, it's wide open. And again, so you were at the Brown Jug game in the Big House. So Michigan versus Minnesota, which is, this is, I guess, the professional version of it without a jug on the line. So you were able to sort of, bridge that divide. Right.
I walked down Lloyd Carr Tunnel. I mean, this is almost too much for me, the places I'm going. I was in Pittsburgh the other day, but Michigan, the fans were great. But I'll have to tell you, the coach and me, and I will acknowledge that I'm very emotional. I get a little bit excited. I'm around all these Michigan people, and there's cameras and stuff, and it's still politics. It's never too far from me. But damn, we recovered that onside kick, and that flag was late. And I'm about ready to go off, and I have to, suppress it and say, oh, dang it, that was a tough break. When I'm really I was about on the verge of profanity. Are you kidding me? A late flag on that onside kick? So it was something.
You never got in the face of an official back in the day, did you, Governor?
Yes, I did. You'd appreciate this one, Rich. I was hollering at a game here in Minnesota, and I said, man, I never got terrible calls like that in Nebraska. And the official blew the whistle and came to the sideline. I'm like, oh, damn, this is not good. And he takes off his hat. He said, yes, you did, Tim. And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy had officiated a game of mine in Nebraska where I did the same thing.
No way.
Comes over to the sideline and chastised me. He said, you know that if I throw the flag, you're seeing the principal. I said, you're right. I'm ratcheted it down. So
what a small world. Get out of here.
Small world.
That really happened?
Yeah. Oh, these guys, these guys move around and, high school coaches, but, high school officials, but it was fun. I think that thing is with the kids. It truly is. I think people, minimize the impact of that. I got surprised here this summer. It's the 25th anniversary of our first state championship. Then those kids came back and I hadn't seen some of them. And I said it on that night and some of them remembered that. I said, you'll remember this night your whole life. And this isn't, this is important stuff. You're bonded with the people around you. And people have kind of minimized and said, football's not that big a thing. I said, look, it was harder to win that state championship than becoming governor. So just so you all know, when you're in this is not an easy thing to do. And those kids know that.
Yeah, and again, in this world, sports does really, truly bring people together. I know it's kind of an escape, but, people who might be voting for you or not voting for you are still rooting together for the Vikings potentially this weekend or the Lions or anything like that. And
I agree.
I don't know if you can take a message from any of that in this world. And I know you keep talking about from the stump about how neighbors and we're all neighbors in this country these days, Governor. And I don't know if sports can be an analogy for that sort of thing.
It can be. Look, people come here to get away from it like I do. Like I don't watch political programs on TV. I watch ESPN. I watch sports. That's my thing because it's where we are and it gives us that commonality. And I think there's people that are hungry for that. And I've seen that at sporting events. It is rare for someone at that Michigan game. They were just great because they said, look, I'm not going to vote for you, but you're here to watch a game, this exciting game, and both teams played well. And I've seen that in sports. You would not know this by looking at me, but I'm a pretty avid runner. So I do, you know, these 5Ks and these halves and stuff. And what I've said is no one ever yells at you, you're running. They're like, oh, dang, if that guy's out there doing that, I'm going to leave him alone. I don't like his politics, but I'm going to be with him. I think sports is the same way. Those Michigan fans were so gracious. The folks in Green Bay, so gracious. And I think it kind of realigns us. I don't like when people minimize this, whatever activity you're in or whatever. Sports is one of the most human things you can do, to be excited about seeing, you know, human beings perform at that level. That's stuff that binds us together.
And before I let you go, I'll ask you just this one question about November 5th. What would you say is at stake on November 5th, Governor Walz?
Well, I don't like to lean towards hyperbole, but it's pretty clear, you know, just basic freedoms. This idea of making your own choices. I've been saying this. I think the party of Ronald Reagan would not want to see the government making personal health decisions, personal decisions about what you read, personal decisions that should be left to you. And I don't want to overstate that. I think you can disagree on policy a little bit, but the fundamentals, whether it's democracy or whether it's the, you know, those personal choices, I think that's what's on. And I would hope we get back to the point where we could watch sports together, disagree on politics, but not get to this point that it is just so divisive. I'm a unity guy on this. I'm not naive. I taught school for nearly two decades. I'm not naive, but I also realize that there's a bigger human spirit. And that's why I think I like sports so much. There's going to be folks in Michigan and folks in Minnesota may not agree, and it's tight election or whatever, but everybody's going to be watching that game. So that's a good part of it.
And I appreciate that, because I just think so much is covered in our world about odds and not stakes. And that's why I wanted to ask you that question, you know, before we parted ways. I appreciate the time. This has been a blast. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, it's great to be on with you. Thanks for what you're doing. Appreciate it.
And right back at you too, Governor Walz. Enjoy the games this weekend and obviously the final couple weeks before Election Day. And everybody should clearly go vote and make sure that you are registered to vote as well. Governor, thanks for the time.
Thanks.
You got it. That is Governor Tim Walz here on the Rich Eisen Show. Coach Walz.
Coach.
Right there. You know, who's running a 4-4 defense?
Ooh, today?
That's aggressive.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody is, right?
Eight in the box all the time.
Eight in the box.
Well, we only got seven guys on the field, so I can't run a 4-4.
Okay.
So, you know, we had seven of them.
Fun stuff. That was great with Governor Walz. Let's take a break. Awesome. We got a Hall of Famer, Mike Evans, joining us next, getting ready to take on the Ravens. And John Harbaugh joins us after Mike. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, radio audience will rejoin us in a couple of minutes, but let's get right to him because his time is limited. He doesn't do this quite a bit, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I'm not just saying that because I'm introducing him. It's just because I spit facts. I spit facts. Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich. Thanks for having me, man.
You got it. How have you been, Mike Evans? I haven't seen you. It's been a minute.
I've been blessed. When was the last time we saw each other?
Oh, it's been
in Germany?
Has to have been. Munich. Yeah. Munich. Tom Brady, you, Munich. That was awesome. That was great, right? I mean, that's like, did that feel like a Super Bowl to you, Mike, that environment? What do you think?
It was a great environment. It was better than a Super Bowl, actually. Because the year we won the Super Bowl was COVID. So it was only half the attendance, right. I think.
I remember that. That was weird.
It was crazy.
I know. You look in the, and by the way, it was the humans being there were great, number one. Number two, because the humans were all first responders who got the right to be there and earned the right to be there. But then there were cardboard cutouts. My gosh, that was a wild day. Oh, and before we, the radio audience can rejoin, is that a spooky environment behind you? What is
Oh, very, very spooky. This is the offensive line room at One Bunk Place.
Okay.
So, yeah, very spooky in here.
So is that Tristan Wirfs, Halloween getup? Is that what's going on behind you? What is that?
I'm pretty sure probably Graham and a couple of the other rookies did this. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh.
It seems like it's something they would do.
As a punishment?
It's just like a job.
Okay.
You know, the offensive line, or they like to, bully their rookies around a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't do that in the receiver room.
You're grown men in that room. I get it.
Absolutely.
I understand. I get it. So they tell the rookies, hey, make this place more Halloweenish. I get it. I totally understand. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Mike Evans, Super Bowl champion, future Hall of Famer, Tampa Bay Buccaneer, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. How would you term the season so far to date, Mike Evans?
It's been solid. Obviously, we wish we didn't lose. Everybody wishes they don't lose the games. But I like where we're at right now. I feel like we're trending in the right direction. Everybody's, playing well. Our depth on our team is really showing. Just looking to be even better.
Well, part of the reason why, if you don't mind me just opinionating here with you sitting there, that I think it's going well, more than solid, is because of continuity. And heading into this spring, I didn't think you'd get everybody back. And you were the first to re-sign with Tampa. And I'm wondering if you felt like I sign here, the rest will follow, Mike.
Absolutely. When I signed, I was talking with them, the management, and they did an unbelievable job of getting, the band back together, guys that want to, play here and have an opportunity to compete for a championship. So that was huge, me signing and then them, promising that we get Baker back, Levante, Tristan, Antoine, and all those guys. So, it worked out.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see that coming. I'll be honest. And that's no slight against Jason Light. He's obviously very talented and he knows what he's doing.
It's a business,
Right, exactly. And
it's hard to keep all of us, everybody happy. And,
Did you have other business decisions you could have made back in the spring, Mike?
I mean, obviously I had two choices, hit free agency or re-sign with the Buccaneers. You know, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it, you know, becoming a free agent, because that was, you know, uncharted territories for me. Something I never experienced. But at the end of the day, it was always probably going to be Tampa. It was always gonna be Tampa. And, you know, my family loves it here and I love the fans here.
And what's your connection with Baker here? That why you think it works so well, Mike?
Just the type of teammate he is. Unbelievable teammate. Obviously, he's a very talented guy. You know, he's what the league is becoming now. Dual threat quarterbacks who can, you know, make plays, you know, in the pocket, outside, run, and, you know, super tough. So, I mean, I feel like that's why, you know, we are having a good connection and a good year because of him.
Yeah, and you know, obviously you never want to be the guy after the guy in any business, to be honest. Certainly yeah. In my business also. You know, you never want to be the person replacing somebody like Tom Brady. It's not an easy thing to do. And it's been remarkable how Baker's been able to do it. How has he been able to do it in your estimation, Mike?
Like I said, he's always been a talented guy. It's just about being in the right situation. And I feel like he definitely came to a really great situation with good pass catchers, really good offensive line, good defense, and, you know, a team that believes in him and is going to give him the opportunity. And, you know, he took that opportunity and he's making the most of it. And he's making us a really good football team.
How's he in the huddle with you?
He's great. Super positive. Lots of energy. Never negative. And just he plays hard. He's out there blocking on 30-yard runs, trying to block DBs and backers, whoever's in the way. He's all about winning. So, you know, that's what we love about Baker.
Are you demanding of the football from him, with him, Mike? Or that doesn't happen?
Sometimes, you know, I have my moments. But, you know, obviously every great receiver wants the ball.
What are your moments? Like what moment? What do you mean, Mike Evans? What do you got?
Like third down situations. On a third down, I, you know, demand it a little more.
Okay.
Or in the red area.
Okay, in the red area. And he sometimes obliges. He understands.
Yeah, all my quarterbacks, you know, in the past, you know, we've had, you know, moments like that.
Even Brady?
I don't like to blow up as much as other receivers would, because I know there's cameras around. But it's hard. I mean, we're passionate. And receivers, we're very dependent, so... You gotta ask for the ball sometimes.
You're looking for the cameras. You're side eyeing for the cameras, Mike.
You just know they're there.
So you have said to Tom Brady, "I want the ball, Tom." You said that to him?
Absolutely.
Really?
And it was probably my first. I probably did it maybe two times in the 3 years we played. But the first time I did it, I kind of let him down after I asked for it I got on him pretty good. And he was like, "You're right. I'm going to get you the ball." Next drive, we get the ball. And he throws it to me twice in the goal line, and I don't get it.
And?
I'll go into more detail about it some other time.
You mean in a less family-friendly environment? Is that what you're saying, Mike? Next time?
Just like I got a massage appointment set up.
Oh, so okay. My bad. Well, speaking of that, before you get to that, how are you? Are you going to play Monday night, do you think, Mike?
I got to see what my eight ball says.
Wait.
Outlook.
You didn't think
outlook.
I had one. I have
outlook
one.
Good. Outlook good.
Okay. Do you want me to use this magic eight ball? And would you
have an eight ball. That's crazy.
Excuse me.
Do it.
Okay, here we go.
Will, time for that.
So the question is, will Mike Evans play Monday night? Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go.
My eight ball at home doesn't work at all.
Okay. This one is very functional. And by the way, deadly accurate. Without a doubt. It says without a doubt.
Oh, man.
So enjoy enjoy the massage, sir. Enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Last one before I let you go. The challenge of playing the Ravens in your mind is what, Mike?
It's a lot of challenges. The main one, Lamar Jackson, obviously. But I'm on the offensive side of the ball, so I don't have to, you know, worry about him. But if we score points, that'll help us out a lot. So we have to score points. We have to be the most physical team. And I feel like we have to start fast.
And obviously, if you start fast and you get up, maybe then there's less of 22 also, right? There's less of Derrick Henry.
Absolutely. Their running game is really great, probably best in the league right now, numbers-wise. And, I mean, Lamar has gotten, you know, much better as a passer, one of the best players in the world. So Yeah, we got to help the defense out.
All right, Mike, I'm glad you did this. And again, I know you don't do this very often. I always appreciate when you say yes. And now you'll definitely say yes, knowing any question you need answered from now on. I got the answer right here in the Magic 8 Ball, right here.
I appreciate you, Rich.
Right back.
And 8 Ball.
Right back at you. That's Mike Evans, everybody. He's heading off to a massage to make sure that without a doubt is in fact the case. From a very, very spooky offensive line room in one Bucks place. How about that? Back-to-back interviews.
Love it. Love it.
It did, by the way, say without a doubt.
I'm wondering.
Not making that up.
Because you could have told us anything. Really.
By the way, he's like, I don't have my magic eight ball on me. And I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I happen to have one.
I still think we need to move the crystal ball closer to you. Just in case.
Yes. I what I need to do is reorder.
A smaller one.
A smaller one.
Well, one that's less heavy.
Yeah.
How is that 20 pounds?
It's probably more.
It's massive.
Have we ever Oh, yeah, we have
it's
shown
very
it.
Solid.
We have shown it.
It's very solid.
It's too big.
Yeah.
I went.
Well, you go big or go home.
That's what I know.
Come on, it's the only way you know.
So would that have been awkward if it said no?
Oh, he wouldn't have said that to him.
No, I would have absolutely. Listen, excuse me.
I'm just saying, you want to give Mike Evans bad news?
I am not fearful of facts and truth. Truth is a total defense.
Well, I don't know if everybody agrees with that.
Excuse me, truth is a total defense, 100%. You know, we just live in a world of alternative facts.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, but I'm saying truth is a total, that's been my mantra my entire career. My dear friend who once upon a time was a guest here, Stephen Bochco, the great producer, may he rest in peace. That's the name of his memoir.
That's right.
Truth is a total defense.
So if it would have said no, you would have told Mike, nope, you're not playing?
Let me say this. I'll tell this story.
Good.
I'll tell this story. Why not? What the hell? I think I've told it on the air as well. Back in the day, maybe it was year one or year two of my SportsCenter career, they showed the Denver Broncos championship parade video.
Okay.
And there was Pat Bowlen, the owner of the Broncos, in a convertible, an open-top convertible,
okay,
with the Lombardi next to his younger, better half.
Okay.
And I said, there's Pat Bowlen with his trophy. On SportsCenter.
Okay.
There was some post-show pushback from management, and I said, what was wrong with that? And they told me about how some people might take it the wrong way. And I'm like, what was he holding in his right hand? Was it the Lombardi trophy or not? Yes. And then so I said, what are you referring to? Which may eventually been part of a list that was compiled over the next 5 to 6 years that led to a cardboard box. Potentially, I'm not saying there was a list.
Of your grievances?
What did I say was not truthful? There he is with his trophy.
No, can I ask you a question?
So what I'm saying, if the Magic 8 Ball that I had, unbeknownst to Mike Evans, when he thought he would be cute and not respond to the play, when you ask a football player or a coach about an injury, or you ask the player himself, mm-hmm, about the injury, that does require clearly a massage appointment that was beckoning, then clearly, you know, he's not going to want to talk about it. So he got cute. He had no idea that I had a Magic 8 Ball.
And
asked him the question, will Mike Evans play Monday night? And if it came back, what? Doubted? Or what are some
outlook
of the...
Outlook not good.
Outlook not good. Thank you for that.
Yep. Ask again later.
Ask again later would have been really awkward. He had to go to his
he had to leave.
Massage.
Got somewhere to be.
For the hamstring injury that had him not practicing today, correct?
Correct.
For a second straight game.
Yeah, he was a DNP today.
Yeah. But if anybody's wondering, without a doubt, he's playing. So I would have no problem saying that because truth is a total defense.
Okay. Now getting back to the trophy.
Yes, sir.
I know you a little bit. Kind of know the way your mind works slightly, not overall. When you wrote down the trophy,
I didn't write it down.
That also like helps too. You're freestyling, just spitting out.
I'm talking over a highlight package.
Oh, see, I'm just saying. But in your mind, part of me thinks that you knew what you were doing when you said trophy.
Him?
No.
That's what are you talking about? I told you that he was holding the trophy.
Sure, yeah.
There's okay. Pat Bowlen with his trophy. Uh-huh.
And the other thing never even came into your thought process.
That one was, you know how he once held the way, trophy? He said, this one's for John? Yeah. That one was for me. As you know, I say things just to make me laugh.
What I respect most about
hoping it resonates with others.
Post management conversation.
Yes.
Was it Norby?
Could have been 2-on-4-9.
When you said, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like you put it back on them.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
And what did they say? Did they respond?
They kind of gave me that look of, really? I'm like, really?
Uh-huh. Whatever Rich Eisen says is true.
Oh, thank you. Who is that again?
Wait. Well, it says Brock Purdy, so I'm assuming.
Oh, it's Brock Purdy.
Oh, Brock Purdy. Right. Yeah.
And he's unbesmirchable.
Brock Purdy. Right.
He's America's sweetheart. Okay. America's Let's take a break. When we're on time for Coach Harbaugh. How about this? Boom,
just boom, 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 boom.
Hour two and fuego.
Wow.
Every week, Michael Rosenbaum is getting deep with someone new on the Inside of You podcast. Actor James Marsters.
Are you somewhat content? Do you still stress a lot?
If anything, I feel guilty that I have it so good. If you make the decision to be an actor, the deal is poverty. I don't understand. How did I get here? You know? And the answer, how did I get here, is really one audition one day for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
What was it like picking this trophy up for the first time?
It was the greatest thing. And it really was, Rich. It really was.
Do you remember the circumstances?
Thing. Oh, my God, man. First of all, you got to go back and think about, like, we were 1-15. We were 3-13, 1-15. When you're 3-13 and 1-15 Cleveland Browns, I know you don't think there's any chance that you would ever lay a hold of something like this. So to go from those days to coming in 92 and winning that Super Bowl and actually somebody handing you that trophy, the most incredible thing, most incredible feeling in the world.
Right. Did you ever step in when you heard that Jimmy and Jerry were not doing well, or your station wasn't that life
just,
at that point in time?
I just didn't think anything would happen, Rich. I really didn't. I was like, are you joking? You know how hard it is to win Super Bowls, and you have a formula that's working. And Jerry Jones, I'm telling you, that's the one thing. I'll never forget Jerry Jones telling me that when I was negotiating with him. And I was saying, you know, I'll go to Cincinnati. And it was just, I'm just talking, trying to get my monies up. I said, I'll go to Cincinnati. You get Carl Pickens over here, and let's see what happens. And Jerry said to me, Jerry said, Michael, you know, when I see you, I see Michael Irvin and the Dallas Cowboys. He said, I kind of see it like Magic Johnson in the Lakers. He said, what is Magic without the Lakers? And what are the Lakers without the Magic? He said, you guys, they belong together, just like you and the Cowboys. He said, Michael, the best way I can tell you, if a bomb hit Valley Ranch today, that's where we practice, and blew everything up, everybody, everything, when the smoke clears, baby, me and you, we going to still be here. So we might as well work this deal out right now. So
that's what he said to you?
I promise you. I said, this dude is a fool. This dude is a fool. He had me laughing as he was telling me no about my money.
That's why you're in the Hall of Fame together.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What an hour we've had so far, right? John Harbaugh getting set to zoom in to finish it up, too, from the Baltimore Ravens. Just chatted with Mike Evans, who hasn't practiced the last 2 days. Are we breaking news by saying it's without a doubt that he's playing?
He said outlook good. That's the quote that I...
What I'm saying is that do we put out on our feed, you know, just finished up with Mike Evans, he's playing without a doubt, source, the magic 8-ball.
Since you haven't turned the 8-ball over, we should take a picture of what came up.
And it's been turned over multiple times.
Okay. Well, we can get it over. To come back.
That's toast.
You know.
Do we tell John Harbaugh that we just determined that he's playing without a doubt?
Based upon.
And then let him know it was based on the magic eight ball.
I was like, was it anything that Mike told you?
And,
no.
And do we then offer the services of the magic eight ball to John Harbaugh to ask it a question?
Well, Rich, you love being fair and balanced, so you almost have to offer it.
Fair and balanced, we have to offer.
Coach Harbaugh. Yeah. Offer.
Because imagine if you didn't.
It's not a lie. If you believe
it. It's not a lie.
Imagine if you didn't give him
the truth.
You know?
What would he want answered, I'm wondering?
I don't know. Uh-huh. Will we win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Will Derek stay?
That's too much.
Too much.
Okay.
Something about Derek, maybe.
So, while we're waiting for the Zoom to pop on, Anthony Richardson starting for the Colts, according to Shane Steichen.
Correct. Anthony Richardson.
And Mike Tomlin said he knows his starter, but he's not revealing it.
Right.
I might know, but ain't telling.
Yeah. I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
Decision is remaining in-house.
In-house.
Yeah, not your business.
So, it's Russell Wilson, guys. Wow.
I mean, it always was, though. He told us that.
I know.
You know? Yeah.
I know.
And then he never wavered.
I know. So, by the way, I know all of this. I just think it's an interesting choice to do it at this very time as well, right?
Yeah. Some other stuff across the league.
Yes, sir.
Malik Nabers said he's playing in week 7.
He has been cleared.
Also has a little groin issue.
What do you got?
Nick Chubb expected to make his season debut.
Oh, that's awesome.
According to Kevin Stefanski.
That's great.
Jerome Ford is ruled out, so look for a heavy.
Good thing I had both of those guys, Chris.
So they're just going to throw him right in the deep end, right?
Seems like it.
If there's anybody who can handle that, I would imagine it's Nick Chubb.
Correct. If you haven't, read his...
His Players Tribune?
Yes, read his Players Tribune if you terrific. Haven't yet. It's unbelievable.
It is inspiring.
Have some tissues nearby.
Yeah, you want to run through a wall.
Tajay Spears is out for the Titans this week. Devontae Adams is expected to have a full workload this weekend. Mike Williams will play, so...
Oh, he will, because he's been out for personal reasons.
He's been out for personal reasons.
Okay.
The Bucs, we just talked to Mike Evans. All three running backs will get a series early. Whoever has success will get more action. That's according to the offensive coordinator.
Okay. Yeah. So we got that going for him.
Yep.
Which is nice.
Just kind of running down some other stuff here.
All right.
Jonathan Brooks is... practice window has been opened
so
for
Carolina.
So
is T.J. Hawkinson's as well.
He is not playing in week 7.
Okay.
James Cook expected to play as well.
Okay, there you go. Turzo in Iowa, all rise. Where are you, Turzo? You there?
Yes, what's up, Ike?
How you been, sir? What's going on?
Turzo.
Hey, doing well. Hey, Rich,
all
just
right.
Got to give you a shout-out for your call on in London. G-Rig, that had me laughing. That was great.
I did it. Nobody knew what the hell I was doing except maybe you and everybody here in the studio and anybody else who saw the great reel on Instagram, if not the segment of Keegan-Michael Key.
G-Rigs so. Aurelian.
There it is.
I thought you pulled it off just the way you said you would. So that you got
to
give you
just
a
try to be
out.
Just try to be a man of my word, Turzo. That's all I'm trying to do.
I know you are.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Rich, I've been loving baseball, especially since I've been just hammering the overs.
Just one second before you continue, Turzo. What sport is that again? I think I stopped following it around.
Oh yeah, you know it's got this
nine.
Eastern. White ball and then a wooden bat. Yeah. Some really big dudes out there swinging them.
Okay.
It's a fun sport.
Mm-hmm.
You pick it up.
Yeah.
I think you might like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
I love playoff baseball. It's just some of the best out there. But got to talk about my Niners against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Go for it. What do you got in mind?
You know, well, Rich, right now, we do need to win this game. And I don't think it's necessarily just because of where we are in the standings. I think just in front of our home crowd, we have to get to Patrick. We have to get home. We have to finish off a fourth quarter and win this game. For morality in that locker room, get over that hump, and I think give us a little bit of extra juice going and having to deal with the Cowboys, because I know they're going to still come at us as well, too, coming off of a bye.
Oh, yeah.
Tough having to play these two teams after byes. We have to show up. I think we have to get it from him.
Thanks for the call, Turzo. And as we talked to Matt Maiocco. Yeah, we talked to Matt Maiocco, who covers the team for NBC Sports Bay Area. Obviously, this is a game you want to win every game. This is a game where you could basically say, you know what, we are just as good as last year as a measuring stick for the 49ers. As a matter of fact, we're missing a bunch of players that we had in the Super Bowl last year, and this is the way to stick you with your first loss, and that's great and all that good stuff. But this is a long game for the 49ers. Then you take a look at where the Vikings are and the rest of the NFC North, you know, and, you know, where the Bucs and the Falcons are and how they look. You know, that they the Niners just need to get healthy by mid-November, in time for Thanksgiving. Come back from Thanksgiving, go on a stretch, and finish up and be one of those, be the four seed. Because, again, they're 3-3, and you might say they're less than. They're that rare 3-3 team that's 1-2 in division that leads the division. You never hear that, ever. And it looks like two is going to come from the south, which means three comes from the north, potentially. And the Niners, if you're the one from the west, you're the four seed where they currently are. Can they be the three seed? Can they get up to the two seed? Sure. But I don't know. It could be one of those like, hey, congratulations, Vikings. Congratulations, you know.
You get to play the Niners.
Lions.
Yeah.
You get coming off your bye, the San Francisco 49ers. And who wants to see them?
Not fully healthy, you don't.
Right? And if it's McCaffrey now feeling his, like his old self, and it's Ricky Pearsall, who's now up to speed with Ayuk suddenly playing like the Ayuk, and Juwan Jennings and Debo, that's your four wide receiver set. Jordan Mason is running like the current Jordan Mason before he got hurt. And McCaffrey gets spelled a little bit more. And Dre Greenlaw comes back and Hufanga comes back and everybody else is healthy. You want to play that team in the playoffs? Now, obviously, if you're the Lions or the Vikings who are feeling good about themselves, you're like, yeah, we'll bring them to our house and we'll beat them. Okay, you can. That's the idea of the Niners right now. It's that, and I'm not discounting what we're seeing on Sunday. It's a highly anticipated game for good reason. And the one after that with Dallas coming off of, you know, their bye with the game against San Francisco, which is their annual regular season measuring stick game. And they're not going to have probably DeMarcus Lawrence and
maybe Micah.
And maybe Micah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so that's who they're going to go and go get. Is the Cowboys coming after that? If the Niners split, they go into their bye week 4-4. That's the way it works.
That's fine.
Right? Yeah. And then I think it is too, because they might be in first place still. I'm not worried about them.
Right.
That's why I'm saying I'm not in an overreaction mode. We've just been told that John Harbaugh is going to have to join us at another time, which is great. We will hope to catch up with him soon. And so that's the 49ers situation. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. And just to, you know, repeat again what's at stake in some of these games here. You know, the Jets-Steelers game with Davante Adams getting a full complement and seeing what he'll get out there, 70 snaps, 80 snaps, which is, by the way, one of the greatest hamstring recoveries I've ever seen. What's that wrestler who came out of the wheelchair?
Oh, Kevin Nash.
Okay, Kevin Nash. Okay, that's it right there.
I'm going to post that on our Instagram story as soon as I find it.
That's it, right?
Yeah, maybe the treatment's different in, you know, New Jersey than it is in Nevada.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
So there's that. But then, in all honesty, the Jets are the 2-4 team. They're not the 4-2 team. The 4-2 team is apparently going to change quarterbacks here. And all we're hearing, Tom Pelissero said it, and Jerry Dulac said it on our previous program, and he's been saying it for months. Hey, this is just part of the plan. It's like, oh, okay. So they're just sticking to the plan. Because plans can change, right? And we kind of thought Justin Fields had changed the plans.
Yeah.
And the way he's been playing. But even Fields is in a remarkable display of – candor that you never hear from players. And this is just a way of another reason to root for Justin Fields. I'm saying, if I had to be honest with myself, if I played better, this even wouldn't be a conversation. And many times that game against Indianapolis, the game against the Raiders, right? I mean, he's getting in the end zone. He's part of the reason why. And Najee is running the ball really hard. And I would like to think it's not just that line up front. It's the fact that the quarterback can take off too, kind of opens things up. And what the change opens the Steelers up to is a lot of second guessing. And it's not like Mike Tomlin can't handle that. It's not his first rodeo. He truly does keep the outside outside, and the inside only is what matters. And he's got Hall of Famers like T.J. Watt to lead the way and Cam Hayward to lead the way internally. And now Patrick Queen, who we spoke to earlier this week, a great conversation I suggest everyone seek out on our YouTube channel, if not our Rich Eisen Show collection page on Roku. But the reason why I bring all this up is it opens up second guessing, but that's the outside. It's the internal stuff. And the question is how will this be handled internally, this change? Listen to this exchange with Najee Harris about the possibility of a switch at quarterback.
We got to actually game plan. I mean, like, you guys focus so much on one player as if, like, it's the thing. Like, but it's all 11 of us. You guys are worried about the quarterback, but I'm worried about all 11, the quarterback and the line and the receivers and the running back. You know what I mean? So, you know, Russ being out there, I mean, he got to do the same thing that Justin's doing. Justin's doing a great job for us. This is the best starter that I think I had throughout my years being here. So, you know, I saw some comments that Justin said about him not being doing the best that he can. You know, but, you know, I think that he did the best he possibly can. I think he did a really good job, and he shouldn't. I know what he's trying to, but, you know, just me saying publicly that we're all proud of you. I mean, like, you know, I mean, don't be so hard on yourself. We got your back. I got your back. But, you know, I think that this all 11 of us got to pitch in and be in there, because we need both of them, for sure.
It sounds like Tomlin is got his a grip, right? I mean, and I know a lot of people, certainly in Western PA, think I cape too hard for him. But, you know, I think Najee is saying it's all 11 of us. We've all got to pitch in. It's not just one guy. We love our guy. But he also did say, you know, Russ has got to play up to Justin Fields' standard that he has set.
Yeah, that's the
question
right now.
That's the question: is will he be able to do it? That's the question. I did not see this coming, which is Russ gets hurt pushing some friggin' sled during the summer, and Tomlin saying, "Well, you know, he can't be the starter because he's not available," and Fields goes 4-2. And then after going 4-2, it's like, you know, great job, good job, but not great. And Fields says the same thing. If I was great, this wouldn't be a conversation. And then Russ gets inserted, even with the team having won 4 of their first 6. And now it's, hey, Russ, Justin played at a certain level here. You got to match that. And we got everybody's back. We need both of them. That's the storyline. Remember, we talk about how season-long storyline arcs are going to play out. This one is This one has been a little bit all over the map. But Steeler folks will say, "How is it all over the map? This has been the plan the whole time. Tom has been telling you, and he's been clearly telling the team that too, because." It sounds like Najee and Justin are echoing what Tomlin's saying. Man, Sunday Night Football.
It's going to be awesome.
That is the game.
It's going to be awesome.
That is the game. What's more likely Friday? That's next. And a lot of fun here on the Rich Eisen Show. Austin Stoll of NCIS Origins is in our green room now.
There's echoing, and then there's just flat out saying what maybe sometimes you're not supposed to say out loud. Roll George Pickens, please.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you noticed him putting in extra time this week, maybe working with you one-on-one just to try to get on the same page?
Yeah, getting on the same page after practice throwing. More than usual because, you know, this is first start.
All right, so it's happening. Listen, we all know.
George Pickens, never changed.
We know.
George is like, you guys aren't dumb. You know what's going on.
The coach tells him, just you're a big special receiver. You're a bright shining star.
Yeah.
Right. Just do the routine routinely.
Right.
He's been telling him that for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very routine.
Not very routine. Yeah, I'm getting extra work in after practice because, you know, he's starting on Sunday.
Yeah, it's his first start and all.
Oh, oops. Should I not have said
Come
that?
Come on. So what? So now the Jets are like, oh, thanks, George. Listen.
If it took that for the Jets to know that.
I'll be honest with you.
I know.
Just straight up honest. And you know how much I love Russ and how him taking the reins of this offense and putting his career back on that Hall of Fame path for a Hall of Fame franchise would be an incredible story. But if I'm the Jets, I'd rather face him in his first start in week 7 than what Justin Fields has put on tape for the last 6 weeks.
Black and gold. Here we go.
Hour 3 coming up.
Bingo.
All right, Bill, we're recording now. And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I wouldn't say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to the Sims Complete podcast?
A father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, B-L-E-A-V, wherever you listen.